Whoa. No, what's going on here? So, a little bit about myself.
So I'm a graphics engineer. I like to design technology, I like to design integrated and discrete graphics technology. For us to design those, it's more than just putting the hardware, the software all together. It's building the product, building the system around it, building the experience, the engagement with the developer around the world. The software that comes with it, you will hear later on about it. But for us, it's also about building the experience that you want to design. And part of that experience, our team started to envision the future. But you know, I spoke to Raja, I spoke to Krish, and I said, you know, should we share with you tonight a little bit about our vision, how the vision look like? And they told me, no, Ari, you cannot do that. This is very, very confidential. Our Odyssey, we cannot share everything about our Odyssey right now. So keep it secret. Do you want me to show you a little bit about the design, the Shroud design, about...
Is that even a question?
Chris, should I do that?
All right.
So let me share with you a little bit. This is our first attempt to create a Shroud design. This is called our Dragon Scale.
Wow.
Look at it. Is it not cool? But you know, this is what we can come up with. But this event today, it's not about us. It's about you. It's about the community and how they are trying to influence us. And for that, I would like to invite you to the stage with me. Cristiano! Since he was 15, and it was 2 years ago. So Cristiano is joining us from Brazil, and you need to be very welcoming to him today. He will share with you some of his personal story. So Cristiano, are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Just all right. Tell us something about yourself that Claudio here doesn't know about you.
Yeah, so I come from a small city in Brazil. And my biggest dream has always been visiting the United States. But this week is special. And the reason for that is because not just I'm here fulfilling that dream, but I'm also here fulfilling other dreams, such as being at GDC, showcasing my projects, meeting up with other developers. And not just that, but as a big bonus to be here to meet the amazing Intel graphics team.
Awesome. So just try to imagine. First trip to the US, first visit to the GDC, being part of this amazing community that you're all in, and first time talking in front of such a big crowd. So give each other a clap. Anyone next time? We can go? Yeah, let's go. So, back in December, Cristiano, you published your first conceptual design for the Shroud for Intel Graphics. You got a lot of feedback from the community. How was it? What did you learn from it?
Yeah, I think it was absolutely amazing. Like, as an artist, you never know. So, like, you started designing that ever since SIGGRAPH, since the Intel's first Intel graphics teaser kind of was released. And I got started with that kind of Shroud design, but I never knew what it would be, like, the community reaction. But I'm just so amazed and so passionate to see how it exploded. And it's kind of everywhere.
So, tonight, we are going to share with you a little bit, a new design that Cristiano came up with. So, Cristiano, tell me a little bit more about your innovation or inspiration behind this design.
So, this design is something that it's kind of being built on top of what I showed the last December. So, this is heavily inspired on Intel's Optane. And the idea behind that is that this one, what it makes it so special is that over the course of the last couple of years, entry-level graphics cards hasn't been getting all that attention when it comes to their visuals. And as an artist and a gamer, I think that the visuals is something that it's absolutely amazing, and I think that we need to have some of that for the entry-level product.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit more. So when we met before, you told me this is something you had in your mind to design this Shroud for entry-level graphics. Why did you pick the entry-level graphics? Why it inspired you to focus your energy over there?
I think that what inspired me to focus my energy on entry-level graphics cards is just the fact that it is the majority of the people. It represents pretty much most of the market, and I think it deserves a little bit of an attention.
Awesome.
How is he doing? You know? I promise you that I will not ask too many questions, right? So this is your last question. So what are the surprises you are preparing for us as a community?
So as a community, I have been delighted to announce that I have been working on 9 more of these designs, and they're all one kind of out of the box, one after the other, and it's absolutely amazing. But as a community, I would invite all of other 3D modelers and kind of product designers as well, kind of aspiring ones like me, to join this odyssey and also to develop and welcome developing your own kind of ideas and share it in the community, and we'll see how it goes.
Awesome. So first of all, Cristiano is welcoming all of you to join the community, and I would like to challenge you to do something that you were not planning to do. So this is an American trip for shooting some shirts. So you just need to press here, and it will go somewhere there. So it's your... I'm not even sure how to pick it. There you go. Oh! Awesome! Thank you so much for sharing. Awesome. So, as you've seen, We really like the community to be part of our journey, part of our odyssey. So we are looking for all of you to continue to feedback to us, to give ideas, to contribute. It's really part of the odyssey we are building together. And to share more, the next guest or the next speaker on this stage, it's the partner of crime that we partnered a few years ago. And this is our head of software, our VP of software, Lisa Pierce. She will join us after this video.
Please welcome VP of graphic software, Lisa Pierce.
I know, hopefully everybody is excited as I am to talk about our new UI. The comments on Twitter, all the attention, it's been awesome to see everybody's feedback. And the reason we want to share this early access with all of you is because this community is what we want to guide its future. Because ultimately, the UI is for you guys, right? So before we get there, let's first take a step back. Overall, there's a lot to a great gaming experience, right? The software stack needs to be very solid. Not just the UI, but the drivers, the game performance, really partnering up front with game vendors. In 2018, we made a major push to go and increase the uptick in our driver updates and our alignment. And so what you saw overall, we had 14 additional day zero game-ready drivers, so you can play the games you love the day they launch. We also had 55 games optimized upfront for Intel graphics for our current billion install base. At the same time, total of 91 new games that you could play on existing graphics hardware from Intel. So overall, you know, to us, just the start. This year we'll be doubling down again. That was the loud Texan in the back. We'll be doubling down again this year to continue that momentum, because we know just how important it is to continue this momentum for what we're all waiting for, which is the feature and discrete graphics. Alright, so now, is everybody ready to talk about the new UI?
Oh yeah! Yeah.
So one of the things that was very important to us in this new UI design is that it was a UI that worked for low-power, on-the-go gamers of today, for Intel graphics, but is a foundation for us, for discrete graphics. So it will be something that evolves, it's just the start, and we're very excited to share the first look of it with you today. So you ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's the first landing page. For us, it was so important that the community was the heart of the design. We did hours and hours and hours of interviews to make sure we understood what really mattered to people. And there's a lot of different opinions when it comes to UI, is there not? We saw that in the AYA that we did before. But it was really important that it was sleek, It was intuitive, and it was simple. So this UI screen that you see, it expands if you drag the window. There's also an option for it to be more of a transparent overlay style, if you like it more lightweight. And we're very eager in the future to have community-driven skins as part of the UI.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Then at the same time, we wanted to make sure it was very easy and effortless to optimize your graphics experience. And so as part of it, there's 30 games today in the early access phase and growing every day, very rapidly, so that in one spot in the UI, with one click, you're going to have optimized for your specific hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the same time, options to customize and override. You can see your GPU utilization, and you can see the effects that it has. Like I said, 30 games now, it's growing by the day, and it's really to have a more seamless experience for your graphic settings. At the same time, one big piece of feedback was that people wanted a very easy way to understand the different knobs and features. And so we have tiny little icons with question marks next to each knob in the UI. You click on it, you get this simple description, you can expand on it to learn more, and it'll communicate to you what's a feature, why use it, kind of important, that's just what it is, and then a simple image side by side. So those were some of the main components of the new UI that was important to us to make sure came through as the voice from the community. So now, biggest thing. It's on the Microsoft Store, and we want you guys all to go home and download it. So the UI is there. It's very, very early access. We want to make sure you're involved from the beginning. And overall, you'll see, you know, you always can send, most of you guys know, I'm GFX Lisa on Twitter. We'll have pages up to give feedback. There'll be an AYA just for the control panel for everybody's requests from the last AYA in April. And we'll be asking questions like, you know, do you want capture and streaming in the UI, or you want to use a tool like OBS? Do you want to have a Microsoft Store app, or does it really annoy you? It's putting it all out there, right? So we want to hear those things. And so we'll have a long list of questions, and I hope you guys participate so we can shape this UI together in the future. All right. With that, I'm very happy to introduce someone who I think is an amazing GPU leader and visionary. He's also our Intel chief architect. Please welcome the amazing Raja Koduri. Woo! Woo!
Yes, coming here. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Ari. Thank you, Chris. There is ice cream. There is. I hear there's some really hot, spicy wings too. We don't want any casualties. No hospital trips in there. So
no pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. Yes, that's the spirit. First off, you know, the incredible amount of passion shown by Chris, Ari, Lisa, and their teams, you know, literally thousands of engineers behind them. It's incredible. I've been 16 months at Intel. Don't say I'm counting months, but, you know, just kind of looking back. And, you know, each month is kind of like it's doubling effect, right? And you know, if you do the math, it feels, you know, it's kind of like, it feels like I spent 40 years here at Intel already in the last 16 months. Now, it's interesting. People still ask me, and because it seems like kind of, you know, my last life ago that I joined Intel, that, hey, why did you come to Intel right in there? And, you know, still I walk the streets of San Francisco, run into somebody, and they still ask me the question. The last 23 years, I've been doing graphics, everything in the stack. We've come a long way. It's incredible what the gaming community did to the advancement of computing. If you look at, you know, the supercomputers of today, just the exascale computer that we announced a couple of days ago, what is it based on? It is based on the technology that you all help push forward. Right? Now, is that the end? Is that like, you know, exascale computing end? No. Where we are today, I kind of, you know, think of, you know, how many people have actually used a rotary phone? You know what? Like, not a kid's toy that your parents gave, like, a real rotary phone to die. Like,
yep.
No, real, like, you know, serious in there. You had a rotary phone in Fiji. Fiji. We have a fan from Fiji here. And that's where today I feel like our gaming, our visual, our virtual experiences are today is rotary phone. Now imagine 10 years from now where things could be, right? I mean, today you see kids, four of them, five of them, you know, joining each other on some, you know, Apex Legends or Fortnite or something and playing a game and chatting, right? And kind of having kind of all kinds of conversation. You know, from rotary phone days, we've come a long way. But I want to be able to, you know, the number of people, by the way, that registered that wanted to be here was incredible. You know, when Chris said he was going to do this, it was literally, I think, less than 2 months ago that he wanted to do this event. You know, I didn't know what scale he was thinking or what scale of, you know, people we'd get. It's incredible how far we have come. Now, coming back to why I came to Intel, to get from the rotary phone to where we are today, you know, it was clear to me the advancements in technology that we need, all the way from transistors, from packaging, fundamental architecture changes, memory, interconnect, security, and you all know about that. How do we make, you know, gaming safe, cheat-free? And last but not least, what Lisa covered, how do we build software for the next 10 years? If you look at Intel, across all these things that we call six pillars, we have billions and billions of dollars of investment. But none of this really matter, right? None of this technologies really matter if we don't understand the user, which is most of you in this room, right? And the story Chris told about the RDC stuff, right? You know, I was kind of, you know, joking when I told Chris, you guys, you know, in marketing, you get excited. You want to do, you know, turn everything into a product launch. You know, you want to pre-announce everything. You want to kind of, you know, create the hype and buzz way too soon. But what the journey we are on is in a multi-year journey. And not just the journey we are on inside the company, inside Intel, all the engineering work we have to do, all the software work we need to do, but how do we bring the community along and how do we know we are solving the right problems for them? It's not just benchmarks. We all start with, hey, what is, you know, the benchmark on NVIDIA or AMD or whatever, and, you know, are we building something benchmark better? But are we building something that fundamentally solves user experiences? And that was basically the beginning of this journey of the Odyssey stuff in there. So, and, you know, please, 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 we have some of our best engineers, a lot of them hanging around in this crowd. Interact with them all through night. Tell them, you know, what your experiences are, what do you do with the computers that we build. And, you know, they are going to act on. You saw Lisa, she's amazing. You know, she and her team, you know, listens to every post that you make, every abuse that you put on. and they still kind of, you know, smile coming to work every day to solve your problems. Now, in this journey between the user community, between the developer community, between the customer community, we have a lot of them in this crowd as well. You know, one of the key people for us, because just like us, we take 5 years to build a fundamentally new architecture, a new technology. It's the same thing with people who build fundamentally new game engine experiences. So developers are you know, life partners, right? One of the community that we really work with is developers. So I want to bring onto stage a couple of key developers that are in the crowd to just kind of, you know, talk about GDC, talk kind of what's going on around here. So please welcome Toby and Hilmar. Toby is from Codemasters and Hilmar is from CCP onto the stage. Have a seat, or stand, you know, whatever whatever works in there. So, hey, you know, it's been a few minutes, you saw a bunch of excitement. And by the way, this GDC, the amazing amount of news, this GDC. In fact, I can't remember the last game developer conference that had so much excitement as this one. Right, you know, the announcement from Google, you know, the Odyssey, and it's just the buzz seems, you know, extremely, you know, positive. And maybe I'll start off with Hilmar. Like, what's going on, you know, that there? Tell us about both GDC and also, like, you know, your guys' interaction with the community.
Yes, like you were saying, I think it's really exciting that streaming might become a thing now. I think we've been working with streaming companies in all forms and fashion over 10 years now, since we got Team Online working on Gaikai. But now I think it actually might come together. There's some big companies doing some big things there. When it comes to us and community, then obviously that has been a big feature of our journey. Team Online will turn 16 now in May.
16 years old,
and we have players which have been with us all of those 16 years, obviously nobody really plays a game for 16 years. People stay in Team Online because of the community. People join because of the game, and they stay because of the community. So we have built a lot of interaction venues. We have a democratically elected council that comes to Iceland twice a year to help our dev team plan out the next features, manage economic concerns in the community and all those things. So really we are here today talking about the 16-year birthday of Team Online because of our community.
When can we get all invited to Iceland?
So our next fan event is actually taking place in Amsterdam now over the weekend. So we're taking our fan event now on the road. We're going to Amsterdam, Russia, yeah. I'm going to Australia. But in April next year, there will be a huge one in Iceland. So you're all invited.
Toby. Yeah, thank you for being here. So tell us about, like, you know, GDC, streaming, you know, like, what's exciting you here?
Exciting, well, do you know what's a really interesting question? There's such a buzz around the industry this year. It's a really disruptive time for gaming. I think on the one hand, you've got real advances in cloud computing and streaming, as you say. On the other hand, there's the work that Intel are doing to raise the bar of performance across the spectrum of devices. And these are both really important for us as developers for a couple of reasons. Firstly, is accessibility. You know, there are a billion PCs in the world, yet we can only currently reach around 200 million devices across console and PC due to the level of visual fidelity within our titles. Yeah. And secondly, is the depth of the experience. Yeah. You know, with increased horsepower and the ability to offload compute to the cloud, we as developers can create experiences which are more immersive, bigger, and more polished than ever before, and that's awesome.
Yep. No, that's great. You know, the thing that I didn't mention is that our promise, the trajectory we are on, we want to get over a billion PC users to have great gaming experience, right? And now that, you know, when that coupled with cloud, you know, Toby and me were talking kind of before the start. I mean, you know, you said something really interesting about both breadth and the depth that you're going to do. Tell us a bit more about the depth of experiences, you know, with both.
Well, the depth of the experience is all about cloud computing and streaming, you know. Once you take away those CPU and GPU limitations, you can, the sky's the limit, you know, the sky's the limit. And it doesn't have to be all online and all streamed, you know. It could be hybrid models between local compute, using cloud computing to bolster the experience. And that's what's so exciting right now. There are so many different angles being taken by different hardware companies and software developers. Super cool.
Hilmar, you're saying some very fascinating things about what you learned from community for 16 years. I mean, could you share some of the fascinating experiences you guys have?
Yes, we have actually done a lot of sort of studies of young players that have played the game for such a long time, because it's easy to say people are staying because of the community, but what does that really mean more specifically? And through interviewing young players, doing surveys and things like that, we have actually found out that EVE Online creates new friendships. We more and more refer to EVE Online as the friendship engine. And if there is anything that the World Health Organization has studied, the number of deep, meaningful friendships you have actually are a leading indicator for how long you live, how happy you are, how healthy you are, and the purpose you have in life. So we have, in a way, accidentally created an engine that creates purpose, health, happiness, and longevity. And I think sometimes the dialogue around games is a little skewed, because people don't associate games necessarily with that. And we have just found an amazing amount of purpose through understanding that what we are creating is a net benefit in life, especially because urban isolation, loneliness, these are epidemic issues in the world today. And we have accidentally developed an antidote to it. So I am quite excited of finding ways. I mean, EVE Online is not maybe a huge game. It's bigger than my home country of Iceland, which, so I think it's very big, but it's not a billion people. Thank you. If we are to bring an experience to a billion people, I would wish for it to be something that increases friendship in the world.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thank you, Ilmar, Toby, and you know, they are here, and please talk to them. Fascinating stories, fascinating things in there. Thank you. Thank you.
So, you know, we have. In our dental, we have four values we live by. And one of the values, I won't say all four, but one of the values is customer obsession. We call it customer obsession. And, you know, nobody lives that customer obsession, from what I've seen in my short term there. Then, our new CEO, Bob Swan. When I told Bob that, hey Bob, we have a bunch of our users, gamers, gathering in San Francisco, and asked, could you maybe, in your crazy busy schedule of meeting all of our kind of, you know, top customers traveling around the world, can you be here? He immediately said yes. So, I want to bring to stage CEO Bob Swan.
So the reason I have to be customer obsessed is because I couldn't fulfill my dream of being a graphics engineer, because I wasn't smart enough and I wasn't creative enough. So I had to opt to something that I thought I could be pretty good at. First, let me just thank you for inviting me here tonight for the Odyssey kickoff. It's an honor for me to be here. There's lots of exciting stuff going on inside of our four walls at Intel that you heard about from Ari and from Lisa and from Raja. And for me, it's just an honor to be here and to spend time with you, and maybe most importantly, learn from you. I want to also I'm just want to thank our partners and our customers and our end users for being here, spending time with us, and giving us the opportunity to listen to and learn from you, because from that it'll only make us better. So thank you very much to all of you. I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
And this is going to be, I'm sure, surprising to all of you. I'm not a gamer. I know. It's hard for you to imagine, but I am not a gamer.
Solitaire, at least?
As a matter of fact, solitaire. I can bang out a great game of solitaire. So my son's a gamer. So I'm on my drive up here tonight, and I call him. I said, Tim, I got some really important people that I'm going to be speaking to tonight. It's the developing gaming community. I need to know more about it. Can you just give me some things that I can talk about so I'll look like I know what I'm doing? I get a big sigh at the other end of the phone, and he goes, Dad, I think the less you say, the less embarrassed you're going to be. So I'm going to say relatively few words because, once again, like his mom, he's right. But look, what I do know, even though I'm not a gamer, I know how important gamers are to Intel. And I am here just simply to listen, to learn, and kind of to start my own journey with this community about how we can get better, to serve, work with you, to create great experiences for billions of people. So that's kind of why I'm here. I know that you're passionate. I know you're a connected community, you're highly engaged, and from that engagement, we're hoping that it'll rub off on us so we can continue to build great products with you. So for that, thank you. We have a special gift for you, a little bag. I don't know if, look at that. Can you guys see this cool? This is the special one. Does that mean that I get to have it? So, we have this really cool bag. It's got a backpack, a water bottle. It's got a luggage tag, compass, lanyards. It's got all sorts of real cool stuff. So, before you leave, if you could, just grab it and take it with you. It's just a small token from us on your attendance. Now, before you go, I know a lot of you have traveled a long way to come here, but before you go, I just want to recognize one of the most engaged members of our game developer community, all the way here from Fiji. So I'd like to invite Sai Kumar on stage to get the first Odyssey pack. Meet before tonight, but as I was introducing him, I wonder if Sai's gonna, just this gentleman right here, very humbled, and it's great to have you here, and thank you for being so much in the community, and thanks for traveling all this way to be with us, so greatly appreciate it. Let me just close. Thank you for the incredible work you do, this community that I'm really looking forward to learning a lot more from. We are really excited to be partnering with you. We have a lot of, we believe we have the best people on the planet in our graphics team. They're about as passionate as it gets. We're really excited for them to work with you, this community, to make it easier and more impactful for the wonderful products that we build. So Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. And thanks for partnering with us. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.